Hello, this is Bibi. I have no idea why anyone would sit and listen to me answer a bunch of questions, but I was listening to a few people answering a bunch of questions last night on their GWA accounts, and I had a lot of laughs and found it delightful to hear people's personality. So maybe you'll have the same experience. I don't know. This has been the year of doing things that I never thought I would do in my life. So in that spirit, this is Sparkle's November questionnaire from a year ago. Question number one, if the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what is it called? Front or back? Hand to God, front or back. And after that, a very, very delicious photo of Theo James. Number two, what is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? What is the physical feature you notice first on another person? What is the physical feature you like most about yourself? Well, that's a little presumptuous. First of all, you assume that I get complimented. I've had people tell me that they think my eyes are very interesting. I have sunflower blue eyes, which are not terribly uncommon, but not very, very common. What is the physical feature you notice first on another person? Their smile, absolutely. What is the physical feature you like most about yourself? My legs. I am a former dancer, and I seem to have held on to my dancer legs. So, yeah. They're good. Describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. Ideal partner. No offense to past partners. Smart. Funny. Self-aware. Doesn't take themselves too seriously. Knows how to live in the moment. But not so much in the moment that they don't take care of business. You know, be a grown-up who can live in the moment. Number four, what celebrity do people say you look like? What about a celebrity you sound like? When I was a little younger, people used to say Robin Wright. Now, no fucking way. She is too goddamn gorgeous for any woman her age. What about a celebrity you sound like? I don't think anyone's ever told me I sounded like a celebrity, but I think if I did my deep Kathleen Turner voice, that was gross. What the hell? Okay, yeah, that was sexy. Anyway, moving on. What is something people normally wouldn't guess about you? You can't say GWA. Okay. Then I'm actually active in real life in a kink community. And probably that I'm from Boston because I worked wicked hard at getting rid of my accent. Kind of regret that now, but it was a professional necessity. Number six, what is your favorite thing about the month of November? I think it is the settling in of the cold temperatures where I live. That's, you're into winter when November hits, and there's something that gives me pause in November. It's sort of the time to hunker down and self-reflect, and I don't know. Number seven, what's something you wish you could say to someone but don't have the guts to? I don't know that question should really be don't have the guts to. It should be you are too smart to, because I tend to tell people what I think. It gets me into trouble sometimes, not in a mean way. And usually if there's something that I am nervous about saying to someone, I'll think long and hard about how to say it, but I almost always say it. Number eight, tell me a funny story that happened to you while you were intoxicated. Oh, where to begin? let's see. Oh God, they all involve sex. What does that say about me? Okay. Well, and who wants to hear a sexy story? The question was a funny story, so I'll be a good student and answer the question that was asked. The one that pops into my head, and it's probably only funny because I was 19 at the time. Had this happened now, it would have been no big deal. But I was at a party with a friend, a female friend, and suddenly she realized she needed a tampon. So we leave the party, we go back to the dorm, and she didn't have any, and so I go and I get one. And so we have, she goes to check her, okay, people, dating myself now, she goes to check her mail, her actual mail in her mailbox. And I go get the tampon and I come, and she said, then I'll meet you by the phone booth. So, yeah, dating myself here. We had a phone booth. And it was an open phone booth with like a floor phone. And it was on the corner. And I came, and I'm drunk. And I come, bouncing around the corner, grab the edge of the phone booth and swing around, kind of like that Singing in the Rain scene, that kind of swinging. And I have the tampon in my hand. And I'm like, here you go. And of course, she's not in the phone booth, but the person who is in the phone booth is a senior who I had the biggest crush on. Oh my God. Yeah. And I'm standing there literally in his face with the tampon. And I just looked at him, and because I was drunk, I was able to get myself out of the situation, not unscathed, but I just looked at him and I said, oh. And I kind of looked at the tampon and looked back at him and said, I don't think you're going to be needing this. And turned around and walked away. Needless to say, yeah, that guy never talked to me again. Okay. Number nine. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind? Get deep here for a moment. I would like to think that I have touched a lot of people's lives. The line of work that I'm in, that's kind of the whole point. So I guess when I am gone, I would hope that people said she made a difference. And the last question, number 10, what GWA artist would you most like to grab a beer with in real life? Oh my gosh. Well, an easier list would be, who wouldn't I want to grab? But since that would be uncouth, oh well, God, so many people. Probably, if I could get them all in one room, I think it would be really great to go out and get drunk with Moondance, Gate of Ivory, and Galanthea. I love you guys. And I love a whole lot more of you too, but those are the people that come up off the top of my head that I can think of that I enjoy communicating with. So, all right, so there you have it. That was Sparkle's November questionnaire. That's what, 7, 8 minutes of your life you will never get back. Hope it was worth it. Bye.